Will you join me this evening, lying on the floor between my bed and Frank's, who's just stood up, most unimpressed at the idea of me doing this here. I had sat down here earlier on just to give him a little stroke whilst he was sitting on his bed, and it seemed a pretty comfortable place, so I thought it would be a good one to, good place to record this. He's coming back now, so we'll see where he goes. Hello, Frank. Well, come that side. Come over here. Come to see me? Yeah. Oh, I'm going to lick. Lick? Yeah? He doesn't know what to make of the recording device, I think. There we go. He's now peering out the window because he can hear people. But yeah, anyway, it's the end of my fifth day of guide dog training. Friday the 14th of August, I think. Really, I'm losing track of the days, so. And today's been pretty positive, as I go. Quite enjoyable. I mean, aspects of it have obviously been difficult and challenging, but then it wouldn't be much point if it wasn't. For Brian's, he's now trying to scratch his bed now, as he did last night. Vans, what are you doing? I'll flop down in it. It must be much more comfortable now. So anyway, the day, the main event of the day really was a walk in the outskirts of Guildford. We left, of the three of us, one was left at the main guide dog's office, whilst the other two of us did the walk, and then we swapped over. It was quite an enjoyable walk. Went down in mainly sort of suburban residential area, large houses, big driveways and things, plenty of distractions for vans. And the instructors dropped back a little bit more than they had done previously. I felt pretty good about it. I controlled Francis' speed much better, getting to steady quite a lot. It's like steady, steady. Because he does tend to take off like a rocket. Which of course I do as well, but anyway, it's not desperately safe doing that. Also trying to stop him from sniffing in hedges, things like that. And then just generally practicing going up to curbs and getting to the right point. So that was all fine. Then went back to the guide dog's office and waited whilst the other person completed their walk before heading back. And then after lunch in the afternoon, we went off to a big pet shop, one of these sort of big pet supermarket type places, and looked at various things. Bought him a toy, sort of rope with a sort of rope ball type affair, and what are you doing, Vance? He's now come and he's walked past me and he's now spoke to his bed again. Excellent. Flopped down. So looking at sort of different chewy things, different toys, and I also got him a foldable bowl which I can take out and fill with water in places, which could be quite useful when on the move, take a bottle of water or something. So yeah, that was good fun. The dogs didn't actually come in the shop with us. I thought that would probably not be the best idea.
No, Vince.
It's kind of a bit closer there. And then this evening, there were a couple of big events going on in the hotel, so they set up a table for us in the lounge, just for us, and we had our own service in the own waitress service, it was all very nice, very enjoyable. Good conversation afterwards. Vance slept through most of it. Thankfully, he's very quiet when he sleeps. Uma, one of the other dogs, lovely, sweet-looking, I think maybe retriever, certainly a yellow one, nice sort of round head, absolutely gorgeous, started snoring in the middle of it, which was quite amusing. And earlier on, could tell that she was dreaming, as there were these little barks whilst she was asleep. So that was all rather funny. And then came back, spent Vance. We've now returned to the room. So apart from that, not much more to report, except that he liked his toy, the rope that I got him, a bit. He played with it for a few minutes or so, played a bit of tug of war, although he tends to let me win. And once I put any strain on the rope, he lets go, which is quite sweet. He enjoyed fighting with it more on his own. He was more interested in the bowl, though, which he seemed to quite like the smell of, and I'd rather imagine if I threw that, he'd probably go and get it for me. But anyway, all in all, a good day. Tomorrow, I gather, we are going to do some free running, which should be fun, and another walk, I think. And hopefully tomorrow as well, I shall record doing the dreaming. In the end, I didn't get a chance to record it today, as I had limited time to do it. And it's probably a good job, as Vance was not desperately compliant. He tended to shift around an awful lot and made life a little bit difficult. But I forgive him, as he's gorgeous. Good boy, Vance. He's put my hand behind his head. He's getting all sleepy. Good boy, friend. Good boy. Good boy. So, that's it from the two of us. I need to remember to get into my own bed instead of sleeping here. He's now sleeping unbenched, and last night that was absolutely fine. Spent some of the night on his bed and some of it by the door. So rather amusingly trots back to his bed when he hears me get up. I don't know if he thinks that I think he should be there. Stretching out. So I think really time for bed, both of us. So good night.